This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. Justice Department now moving to drop charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. With more, including the president's reaction, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1, 2017, to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017. The decision comes after the Justice Department found FBI documents that shows FBI investigators tried to entrap the former aide to President Trump. President Trump reacts to the news.
He was an innocent man. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president.
Police in Georgia have arrested two men for shooting an unarmed black man who was jogging through their neighborhood in February. Ahmed Arbery was shot and killed after being confronted by Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, the two now facing murder and aggravated assault charges. This is USA Radio News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
President Trump's veto of a measure to limit his ability to use military force against Iran will stay in place as the Senate failed to get the two-thirds majority needed to override it, the vote 49-44. The president slamming the War Powers Resolution, calling it very insulting to a president, and he called it a Democratic attempt to divide Republicans in an election year. The White House reportedly considering pushing tax day back again. The Treasury has already extended the date to file federal tax returns to July 15th, but that could now be moved to September or even December. JetBlue taking heat on social media for its flyover salute to health care heroes and first responders above New York City last evening. Most say the gesture was fine, but it was the low-flying planes that caused concern. Three JetBlue planes flew just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Midtown Manhattan. And better late than never, an Iowa man getting a postcard from his sister 33 years after it was mailed. Annie Lovell sent her brother the postcard in 1987. Paul Willis of Thornton just recently got it. Officials at the Maine Des Moines post office say they were doing a deep cleaning because of the pandemic, and the postcard apparently turned up when some furniture and equipment were being moved. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be playing a discussion with Sidney Powell. This discussion was pre-recorded a couple of days ago before the Department of Justice dropped charges against General Michael Flynn. Now, the discussion with his former prosecutor and author of License to Lie and her latest book, Conviction Machine, exposes the systemic corruption in the Department of Justice and FBI. And as you can tell from the discussions and all the tweeting and everything that's happening since the news broke out, there is much more to be revealed. But we're going to pick up the discussion in mid-step right now with Sidney Powell. Players that you've been dealing with over the years, that's something you can count on. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So now that we have some time, because I know that whenever I see you on TV, maybe it's a 2.5-3 minute hit, but we've got some time here to really break this down and update our audience where Michael Flynn's case stands at this point.
Well, we are in the process of still collecting information from the government. They began producing exculpatory evidence about 10 days ago, and we have motions pending to withdraw his guilty plea and to dismiss the case for egregious government misconduct, both of which are nothing but confirmed and amazingly strengthened by the outrageous evidence that's come to light that he was completely framed by the government agents who went to interview him at the White House. They had no predicate whatsoever to go talk to him about anything, and they made up the alleged false statements themselves. They did not include in their report things that he did say that were truthful, and they put in things he did not say that were not even reflected in their notes, and they've charged the false statements out of those alterations. We know now that Peter Strzok, the FBI agent, and his disgraced lover, Lisa Page, also an FBI agent and McCabe's special assistant, went to great lengths to rewrite the FBI 302 report on which the purported false statements were based, to the point that Mr. Strzok was concerned about how much he was doing. He was trying to keep the voice, as they say, of the person who actually was supposed to have written it. But it's just absolutely stunning, Bill. There's just overwhelming evidence of FBI, not just misconduct, but crimes themselves, because they're making up a crime, and that itself is obstruction of justice, not to mention all of the other offenses that could arise out of it, like false statements to a court and perjury and subornation of perjury, things like that.
Exactly. Well, I was going to ask you about federal judge Emmett Sullivan, who issued the standing order in the Flynn case to produce all evidence in the government's possession that's favorable to the defendant and material either to the defendant's guilt or punishment. And as you mentioned, this newly released evidence falls under this order, was never presented by the federal prosecutor, who categorically denied it even existed. So I got to imagine the federal judge is going, what kind of game am I in the middle of here?
Right. Well, he's seen this movie before because he's the judicial hero of my book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. But it's almost like I was dealing with a different judge this time around because he slammed my Brady request in a 92-page decision that completely sided with the government. I was just stunned, frankly.
Mm-hmm. So then when he slammed your request, but meanwhile, we've got all this other information that can't be denied. What was his motivation? Do you sense, or maybe it's not even appropriate for me to ask?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. All I can tell you is that I've always bragged on him as being the one judge you could count on to hold the government responsible. And all of a sudden, he bought their line, you know, their excuses, hook, line, and sinker, and they did nothing but flat deny that there was any, which I knew was a lie. I mean, they had even identified for us in summary fashion, you know, just a line or two or three lines out of other documents that they admitted had exculpatory information, and I couldn't get him to order them to produce the actual documents. I mean, that would have been a minimum first step because Brady requires evidence. But he said essentially that because General Flynn had entered a plea of guilty, that it just eviscerated the Brady obligation. But I don't agree with that reading of the law at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way this lines up, even James Comey said that he took advantage of a transitional team, the Trump team coming into the White House, to kind of get in on the inside and catch him off guard, telling Michael Flynn, you know, because he asked, the general asked, do I need an attorney? And they said, no, you don't need one. I mean, this was a con job, to say the least. And to say it's a con job, I mean, this is the FBI that's doing this. So their standards should be so much higher. And they're not looking real good on this, and you just wonder how deep is the system, or even, you know, whether it's AG Barr and Durham, how willing are they to really go deep and inspect the level of corruption that exists that seems so obvious, Sydney, for the everyday American hearing this story?
It is very deep and it is very wide. I know Sean and others of us who love law enforcement, you know, like to say the 99% are good, but I fear greatly that it's far more than 1% that are the bad guys, because people should have spoken out. There were more than 40 agents on Mueller's hit squad, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every one of them would have had to have known a lot of this, if not all of it. Certainly the Mueller prosecutors did, other agents in the FBI, and I've seen it happen all across the country in different field offices as well. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, what has been inbred in the FBI in the last 20 years is what I would call a culture of arrogance and corruption, mm-hmm. and that has to be changed completely. It'll probably take a generation to get those agents weeded out and a new culture brought into the organization, but it can be done.
Well, we've been through this before, back in the early 70s, did we not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's been a persistent
problem with the FBI. It's simply mm-hmm. gotten worse.
Right. Well, and I appreciate
nobody's been held criminally accountable for anything. They all get a pass.
Exactly. And I appreciate, Sydney, I think most of us want to believe that the FBI especially are living to a higher ideal, but it's clear things have slipped. And I've always been careful, because I do know this about business and organizations, that it always starts to stink from the top down. But it does get down. It doesn't stay at the top. So, and I understand people's sentiment in saying, well, it's, you know, the downline folks, you know, they're not affected. That's never the case. They're always affected. It may be subtle.
Yeah. Right, and the ones that are promoted are the ones that match the culture of the people in charge. So
yes.
It just makes it worse.
Yeah, like any organization or system, you promote those that are like-minded, and you cancel and invalidate those that are pushing against, the core beliefs that have been embraced by the current regime. That's just standard humanity and standard human operation, and we know that to happen time and again. We've got more from Sidney Powell. Stay with us.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veteran's tip of the day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The author of Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse and License to Lie, Sidney Powell, continues with us. Sidney, some of the talking heads are insisting that Michael Flynn, regardless of what you've been exposing, was still guilty of lying. They say that he lied to the president, the vice president, it really makes no matter what the FBI did in order, you know, to convict him, that I guess the ends, is justified by the means.
Well, that's simply not true at all. He didn't lie to anybody. And that will become even more apparent within the next week, I believe, as additional documents are produced. It's the FBI that created the lies by putting in their report things that he did not say to them. And even the vice president in the last day or two has acknowledged that it could have been an innocent mistake, which it was if he didn't tell him something. And also, there are other factors, such as no lawyer for General Flynn has ever heard the tape recording of the call with Ambassador Kislyak, and no lawyer for General Flynn has ever reviewed the transcript that the FBI showed Vice President Pence that led him to believe he might have been given incorrect information. So, frankly, there's no way to verify that what Vice President Pence based his comments on is even true. And at this point, I don't believe it is.
Well, the mission objective was clear, and you saw that in the handwritten notes by the FBI investigator. They wanted to get Flynn out. In fact, Andrew McCarthy said, the purpose in getting rid of Flynn was to clear the way to get to Trump.
Yeah, that and to get rid of Flynn himself, because he was a major threat to the entire intel community, not to mention Operation Crossfire Hurricane and trying to get rid of Trump. Mm-hmm. And then they had to prosecute General Flynn. He was the insurance policy that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talked about in their text message of August 15. And it's no coincidence then that they opened the file on Flynn on August 16. And on August 17, they very wrongfully sent an agent in to what was supposed to have been a trusted presidential briefing for 2 hours solely because Flynn was going to be there, and they did it to spy on Flynn and Trump and to collect information on Flynn in case they ever needed to interview him later, i.e. if Trump was elected president and Flynn wound up in the White House.
Exactly. Well, no doubt. I mean, this is so conspiratorial from point one. Like you said, this was their insurance plan. I thought maybe it was something else, but this seems to be the case that they were counting that this was the the card that they were going to play if President Trump got elected.
Yes, definitely. They had to get rid of Flynn no matter what. He would have busted up the intel community. He was going to audit them. There were billions in off-books transactions that Brennan was running and other people, no doubt. And he was going to, he knew where the Benghazi issues were, the Afghanistan and ISIS problems. He had blown the whistle on a lot of things. And as NSA, he would have been in a position to clean it all up. And they were terrified of that.
So
their whole coup to get the president would have been exposed.
Exactly. So there was no doubt in their mind that Flynn was a danger, to their charade that they had been getting away with, that he was going to expose them because he made it clear that this was his mission as soon as he got into the White House with the president.
Exactly. They had to get him out no matter what. And so they set about to create something pursuant to which they could prosecute him and or get him fired, the preference no doubt being prosecuting him, because then that enabled the obstruction hoax for Mueller to go on for 2 years.
Well, Sidney, initially when it was suggested that the general had to fold to protect his son, some people took that as, I think, maybe a bit of the conspiratorial, but we're seeing in the handwritten notes that you've been able to get revealed finally that this is, in fact, this is what they threatened to do, was to go after his son.
Yes, in fact, attached to one of the exhibits on my website at sidneypowell.com, which I understand is having trouble today. It's getting so many hits. you can see the emails between the Covington lawyers affirming the existence of a secret side deal between them and Prosecutor Van Grack to not prosecute Michael G. Flynn on the condition that General Flynn cooperate with them fully, which means saying whatever they want him to say. Mm-hmm. And it was kept secret precisely because Mr. Van Grack wanted to avoid his Brady and Giglio obligations to produce evidence to any future defendant that General Flynn might testify against, that was one of the benefits of his plea agreement. And that was, frankly, the prime benefit of his plea agreement to him. I mean, it simply wasn't acceptable to General and Mrs. Flynn for their son, who had a four-month-old baby, to be threatened with a criminal prosecution. He had absolutely no role in any criminal conduct whatsoever. In fact, we know there was no criminal conduct mm-hmm. except by the FBI.
Exactly.
It was just an abominable situation. It was hideous.
Sydney, we've also read in tweets that the president is becoming more and more prone to pardon Michael Flynn. How does the general get whole again? I mean, the everyday American doesn't understand how devastating it is when you have the full force of our government in the FBI, you know, crushing in on people, how costly it is. It's not like, you know, somebody has some sort of everyday insurance to cover, you know, an attack like this by the government. I mean, it's like this, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And when you have the government coming after you like this at every turn, you got to feel, well, I've got to cut my losses. But how, because of what has been done to the general, how is he made whole again? Is that even possible?
Not really. I mean, how do you give somebody back 3 years of their life that's been spent under extreme stress and total turmoil while they've been branded a traitor and a treasonous and all of those things? It would be extremely, well, it's just, you know, it's not possible. It's just not possible.
Well, here's somebody who has served our country over 30 years. He's a hero. And he's yeah. drug through the dirt like this. You know, this really says a lot about where our government is right now. And if the people do not, you know, mount up some sort of real outrage over this, because if Michael Flynn, then who next?
Right. And it's happened to other people, too. And the real terrifying thing is that they can do this to anybody. If they can do this to the president's national security advisor, completely make up a crime and get it prosecuted to the point of a guilty plea with illegal threats and essentially extortion or blackmail, they can do it to anybody.
Exactly.
And they have been doing it to other people. This has happened to other people already that didn't have the public spotlight or ability to expose it that we've fortunately had. And it's taken, you know, these 3 years and me essentially the last year hammering incessantly to get this far. And it still wouldn't have happened without the integrity of Attorney General Barr and John Durham and Jeff Jensen, the U.S. attorney from Missouri, mm-hmm. that Barr assigned to review the Flynn file.
In light of this, what do you anticipate with the Durham investigation? There are some early signs, and you see Brennan and others' knees starting to knock, that there could be some serious exposure here. And if that's the case, I mean, we're talking, you know, we're talking some major cleanups on aisle 1 through 12 at the FBI.
Yeah, the FBI and the Department of Justice both.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to send in, you know, Mr. Clean and the entire crew. In fact, I say in License to Lie, which I published in 2014 when I was screaming about all this, that it needs to be cleaned out with Clorox and fire hoses.
Well, and I think we have a lot of that extra right now because of COVID-19. So maybe we can redirect some of the efforts there, Sydney.
Sydney, it would be a good time to do it.
Well, again, congratulations on the book Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. And how can they be in touch with you and get their hands on your book?
Well, as soon as the website isn't crashing, it's sydneypowell.com, and it's also available on Amazon.
We are also grateful for all your diligence and hard work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
This season has marked an exciting development for the Tide Gospel Radio Ministry.
We're now broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in 27 languages. Our two newest radio programs reach the people of Pakistan in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. The Pashtun people are very strict about traditions and closed to outside influence. Likewise, those we're reaching through the Saraiki language are heavily influenced by Islam. That's why it's so important that we continue to work with local partners who know the language, culture, and the customs. And we're honored to be working in partnership with Pakistan Christian Recording Ministry to reach many new people for Jesus in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is making a difference in the lives of listeners in two new languages in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%. The job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our thanks and gratitude to Sidney Powell, author of License to Lie, and, of course, the new book, Conviction Machine. And as I'd mentioned to you at the onset of the interview, this was an interview that was done a day and a half ago, before the news, the great news for General Flynn, and I believe for America, for freedom-loving and justice-minded Americans that are believing that maybe justice is going to be served in the midst of all this. The Democrats, of course, those, that have been exposed big time because, they told us repeatedly after spending millions of dollars, I mean, upwards of $70 million just on the Mueller investigation alone, all told. Okay, that's what we spent just for Mueller himself and his minions, not to mention what was spent in the House and the Senate. What a waste of money, ladies and gentlemen, the people's money on this big hoax that went on. But yet we were repeatedly told every evening by Adam Schiff, oh, he had the goods. He's got it. He's going to jail. I mean, and Jerry Nadler and all these, Trump haters and everything, and people that just basically they just didn't want to accept the results of a free election. 63 million people voting for President Donald Trump, and they were beyond themselves. And the tentacles of this whole cabal and this coup, I mean, worse yet, the treasonous actions that were perpetrated upon the people from government officials that were bastions of law and liberty. I mean, what they have done and what they have thrust upon the American people is unconscionable. And, I'll tell you, it is going to take a lot of courage
from those in place, and I'm talking from Bill Barr and others, Durham and what he's doing. And I think that this could be the opportunity. This could be the opening in the dam, so to speak, where, you know, we often hear, you know, about those, those downline officials where we said, you know, and you heard me in the conversation with Sydney, you know, where they say, well, 99% of the people, you know, they're good. It's just that 1%. It's impossible in any kind of organization. And I know we like to think that, but it always creeps down. And as Sydney pointed out, look, if you want to be promoted and if you have any inkling of ambition, you better go along to get along or you ain't moving on up. You know, you're going to be canceled, you know, like our cancel culture is so famous for doing, and you're invalidated. And here you are deserving of promotion. But no, you're going to kept down. You're going to be kept down. And that's the way the system works. And not to mention that maybe decisions could be made along the way, a little loose. Why not? Because, hey, my bosses, you know, that's what they're doing. And, you know, without maybe even consciously going through the whole process, it just kind of seeps in. It's impossible. It's like that little bit of leaven. It doesn't take much. And it just spreads throughout the organization. And as I said, in 1970 through 72, I believe, when the corruption was brought out about the FBI and there was this, all this upheaval, but as Sydney pointed out, you know, there was no really major consequence. You know, they got bruised up a little bit and maybe embarrassed, and somehow we believed them that they were going to fix themselves. I mean, which is, you know, it just doesn't happen that way. And it really requires an outside agent. And wouldn't you know that that outside agent happened to come in the form of some, you know, Manhattan gazillionaire businessman, and not somebody from the political breed. It had to come from somebody outside to really expose this. And for me personally, in my humble opinion, this is just one of the, you know, additional benefits that we get, you know, from Donald Trump, like him or not. The fact that he is independent, the fact that he's not beholden to the traditional, you know, string pullers of the Beltway. You know, he doesn't need them, but boy, do they need him. And they're all fussing and upset because they can't control somebody in the White House. And it's been a long time since they've been able, or they find themselves in this position where they're not in control and they're freaking out. And that's why they're, you know, pulling every lever they can. And which, again, you're reminded of what, you know, Lindsey Graham said in the hearings for Kavanaugh in chiding the Democrats specifically, that they're so power hungry that they're willing to suspend all rights and freedoms and true justice for all in order to get power. And he says, I hope you guys don't get it. You're very passionate about that. And I'm hoping America is kind of connecting the dots here, especially in light of what is going on. I mean, for this kind of decision to come down, this is so dramatic. And I believe the FBI, I believe those that are culpable, their knees are really shaking right now because they're going, okay, how do we stop the bleeding in this thing? I mean, because this is huge for something like this, for the Department of Justice to come out and drop it. And don't think for a minute that this is just, you know, just about Bill Barr. You know, as Kimberly Strassel says, you have to look and follow, you know, follow the evidence that it wasn't just Barr's move, and Barr's being indicted, and Nancy Pelosi and others are saying, oh, you know, he's the president's man, but it wasn't Bill Barr that did this. Okay, this was analyzed, and you know, and not in any short term. This had been a while. Bill Barr did order a prosecutor. I mean, not quote unquote a special prosecutor, but another FBI agent to look into this, a justice agent to look into this and say, okay, tell me what's wrong. And they came back and with all their research and declarations and everything going, this is a bad deal. This should never have happened. And, you know, what Sidney Powell tried to garner is all that, all the predicate, all the foundational information that the FBI was withholding. And she knew this because of past experience, and that's what she wrote in her book, License to Lie, exculpatory information being withheld, and now we find out, again, she was right and they were wrong. I mean, because, see, people can't help but be who they are. And if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. There's a pattern, established pattern from the Weismans of the world and the James Comey of the world. They just cannot help themselves. That is their worldview. They really believe this, and they may go down, and they may go down for the good and the betterment of America. But I'm telling you, as they go down, their arrogance and their insistence on being right to the cause and their ideology will not allow them. I mean, they could stand in front of that judge in Texas, and that judge in Texas could say, you need to apologize, and if you apologize to me, maybe we'll be easier. They're not going to apologize. Do you understand this? And this is their worldview, and this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. When you abandon the truth or you obliterate it's unbelievable that it's almost like I want to sit down and say, help me understand, what is your definition of the truth? What is the truth mean to you, Peter Strope and Lisa Page? What does it mean? And of course, we know with them, and it's painful. I mean, you know, again, because everybody makes mistakes and that sort of deal. But when you have people at that level and they're compromised, I mean, this is the reason why when we vet a candidate, we want to make sure that they're not compromised. And people say, well, you know, what's the big deal? You know, they were having an affair. Well, it's a compromise of character, because if you are going to have an affair and you are going to, you know, basically ignore your vows to your spouse and have an affair, that should immediately, you know, ring a bell. But again, you know, we can get caught up in that and think, oh, you know, it must be right and all these things that we convince ourselves. We're in the middle of doing something that is not truthful and not integrous. And there is no way you can categorize and say, well, that, you know, that was only in this area. It's like everything else that we're finding out. You know, it's like trying to say the 1%. Oh, is the problem with the FBI is only 1%. It's impossible. You know, like the leaven, like the yeast, it just permeates and it creeps down into other areas. And my hope and prayer legitimately for Lisa Page and Peter Strzok is that they really, you know, especially the day after the day of prayer, for what it's worth, and maybe this might gall them, and I'm sorry if it does, but honestly, my heart is that they could be honest with themselves and with their God, and that they have a chance here to right the ship, and because it's never too late to re-embrace integrity, but you need to be honest with yourself, and that's my hope for them. We've got more coming up. Stay with us right now. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is sponsored by the American Association of Endodontists, AAE. During the coronavirus pandemic, 84% of endodontists' offices remain open for treating patients with dental emergencies. By addressing a large percentage of all emergency dental care services during this pandemic, endodontists are adept at current infectious control protocols. Dr. Alan H. Gluskin, president of the AAE.
If you have severe tooth pain or a dental infection-related fever, contact your local endodontist immediately rather than going to the hospital emergency room for urgent care. Also remember, good oral health practices are tied to overall health, including fighting infection. Wash your hands before and after brushing and flossing, and keep your toothbrush clean by rinsing it with water after brushing.
For more information, please visit www.findmyendodontist.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are, we make miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
There's no clash between faith and politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
On this National Day of Prayer, America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. Throughout our history, in times of challenge, our people have always... called upon the gift of faith, the blessing of belief, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God. I ask all Americans to join their voices and their hearts in spiritual union as we ask our Lord in heaven for strength and solace, for courage and comfort, for hope and healing, for recovery, and for renewal. In days and weeks, our country has endured a grave hardship. We pray for every family stricken with grief and devastated with a tragic loss. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, and first responders waging war against the invisible enemy. We pray for the scientists and researchers, pioneer treatments, that they find therapies and vaccines, and that they find them soon. We pray for the frontline workers keeping our nation fed, nourished, and safe and secure. May God watch over them all.
National Day of Prayer yesterday, the 69th annual National Day of Prayer. President Trump also said, may we never forget that prayer guides and empowers our nation and that all things are possible with God in times of prosperity, strife, peace, and war. Americans lean on his infinite love, grace, and understanding. Today on this National Day of Prayer, let us come together and pray to the Almighty that through overcoming this coronavirus pandemic, we develop an even greater faith in his divine providence. And this is what's happening. You know, as we had talked with Tom Phillips from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and even with Franklin Graham, he's been championing the 24/7 prayer line. He said that the number of people calling in is just skyrocketing. And I got to imagine some people, and we can pray for, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm laughing only from a standpoint, I don't know if you heard the news or not, but
you know, that de Blasio and New York decided to charge. I mean, they're collecting taxes from people who have volunteered to come in and serve the people of New York. I mean, this is how obtuse. But this is the America in which we live in. Right now, joining us is Dean Reuter. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with Dean. Dean's the author of The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil, general counsel of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy, and a fellow at the National Security Institute, George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School. And I say I've been looking forward to it. We've spoken before about his book, but particularly today, Dean, the 75th anniversary of VE Day.
Well, Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me back. You know, this should be a day of celebration for the country. And unfortunately, with the everything that's happening in the COVID era, it's being overlooked, which makes it a moment of sadness for me. You know, World War II and Victory in Europe Day really represents the triumph of good over evil in a very clear moment of triumph with very clear lines of good versus evil. It's something worth knowing about. It's something worth studying about. It's something worth telling your children about. But I'm looking through the news and not finding any information on it, any coverage of it. So I really, really appreciate you taking a moment in your precious programming time to observe it.
Well, this is what gets lost in translation, Dean, when we don't remember moments like this. And it's interesting that with all that's going on in our country, whether it's COVID, the justice bombshell, Department of Justice bombshell that was dropped yesterday, liberating General Flynn, you know, just the interesting timing of all these things. And the royal family on their Twitter said, today's the 75th anniversary of VE Day, the day when people across the Commonwealth marked the end of war in Europe with a mixture of jubilation and quiet reflection on the many sacrifices which had been made for peace. And when we say peace, what embodies peace is truth and liberty. And we need to stop for a moment and appreciate that, even at a time when it seems that there's more chaos than peace.
I think that's right. One of the lessons there is to take nothing for granted.
Yes.
We can't assume that this country is just going to continue forward, ever forward, without mm-hmm. being deliberate about preserving liberty, preserving free freedom of action, everything from free markets to individual liberty. We can't have a command and control society as the Germans experienced, a tyrannical society. And that one of the lessons that I write about in the book is how quickly and how completely Germany went off the rails. And it's important to know that Germany was one of the most highly advanced, highly cultured society, giving us great music, culture, food, philosophy, academia, and even science. And within the period of about 5 years, they just totally collapsed into tyrannical government and
exactly.
became a country known for murdering people.
Mm. Yes. Well, another tweet came from the Queen this morning, and it reminded me of a movie that we caught the other night. It was a special viewing that they sent to me, A Royal Night Out. You might be familiar of it. It was a depiction of what happened on VE Day with the two sisters, you know, Princess Margaret, P2 and P1, as they were known back in those days. And she tweets out, we're talking the Queen herself, says, I remember lines of unknown people linking arms and walking down Whitehall. All of us just swept along on a tide of happiness and relief. The Queen was 19 years old on VE Day. More than 30 years later, she recorded her memories for a unique BBC broadcast. And, of course, this movie gives us a little bit of an idea. They took some liberty, but it was based on some, some true occurrence that happened. But they weren't out all night. They did make back in time to Buckingham Palace for their 1 a.m. curfew, though in the movie it took some liberty on that.
Well, that's one of the things I try to accomplish in The Hidden Nazi, tell the story of of one particular Nazi general who deserves some publicity, honestly, but also to tell a lot of other stories on both sides of the war, the perpetrators, I would describe them as, and the victims and the survivors, and put a human face on some of those stories and make them accessible to people not just of our generation, but millennials and even younger folks. There's an astounding and disturbing, really, lack of knowledge about the Holocaust, about World War II. Exactly. A survey done earlier this year showed that 65% of millennials didn't know what Auschwitz was, and 20% didn't know what the Holocaust was. And I am one of those people who believes that history repeats itself. And
I'm with you.
You need to be aware, in terms of both good and bad, what man is capable of.
Exactly. Now, it does cycle. You and I have lived long enough to see it, and see it be the case, and appreciate why we are told that we need to be mindful of history lest we repeat it, because there are lessons to be drawn out. Unless we embrace those lessons and continue to bring them into the modern day, we're wide open for it. I mean, here it is. We have millennials that are entertaining the idea of socialism, which for many of us is quite scary. And we go, okay, what happened? What is it in their worldview that they're missing that would cause them to even think that socialism could be the answer?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Bill, one thing that I like to point out in that whole discussion and debate is that we're the ones who raised this generation. This is not wholly of their making. We're the folks who brought these people up or raised their parents, depending on how old you are. And we're also the people that continue to write the tuition checks for private schools and colleges and universities that are sometimes indoctrinating kids more than educating them.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's also people of our generation who are running these schools and the institutions. So it's easy for us to point a finger at the younger generation and talk about their ignorance, but we've got to be mindful of our own role and our own role in trying to correct the record.
Yes, without a doubt. And we've been so overly protected, as if we didn't want our kids to get boo-boos and skin up their knees. And now we've raised a generation that, somehow that has empowered, the victim mindset. And everybody now is a victim. And because they are, we owe them.
Yeah, that seems to be the prevailing attitude of that generation. Having said that, a high note here.
Yes.
I serve on the Presidential Commission of Presidential Scholars, reviewing dozens of resumes for people across the country. And we all know people of the millennial generation who might be the exceptions, but and are bright. There are some tremendously bright, capable, altruistic, right-thinking people in that generation. We just need to find those and make sure they become the leaders of that generation.
Exactly. Well, when I go to CPAC, the last time I went, I was greatly encouraged. I saw a lot of those young people there, and it was encouraging to see that not all is lost. On the 75th anniversary of VE Day, Dean Reuter, what should America mostly remember? We got about 30 seconds left.
I think remember that good triumphs over evil, but not without unbelievable measures of effort and diligence.
Dean Reuter, author of The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil, remembering the 75th anniversary of VE Day. If you can only imagine, as he says, when it all culminated and we realized that good does win over evil. Thank you, Dean. Appreciate the time. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your